date with the devil, or maybe not. A Frank Castle / Karen Page fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Frank starts buying Karen anonymous gifts in the lead up to Christmas. Karen thinks they're from Daredevil. Misunderstandings ensue. It started with a takeaway cup of hot chocolate and a bag of pink and white marshmallows left on her desk while she was busy negotiating with a malfunctioning printer. She figured Allison had taken pity on her since it was Christmas in a month and she'd been pouring everything into the bulletin lately. She drank the hot chocolate and ate the marshmallows for dinner and didn't think anything of it, forgetting to even thank Allison. She got caught up in working on a list of questions for Brad Mahoney to answer surrounding a recent police raid. She figured she could stretch the friendship boundaries that far. The following Tuesday, she came into work to find a hot cup of coffee and a slice of chocolate cake on her desk. She smiled at the sight of it. It was a sweet gesture, thoughtful and anonymous, and maybe she should have found it suspicious, but Karen never was one to look a gift horse in the mouth. She had coffee and cake for breakfast and made a note to buy her boss something nice for Christmas. Allison was the likely coffee and cake culprit. He lived on caffeine and investigative journalism. She soon got caught up in the story about the victims of gang violence in Hell's Kitchen, pushing thoughts of her boss to the back of her mind. There were fewer incidents this year compared to last year, due undoubtedly to the efforts of Daredevil and Frank Castle. She hadn't thought about it in a little while, and she sighed. Frank knew how to live off the radar. It did her little good to dwell on the path he'd chosen, however. The Punisher was well and truly in the wind. It was on Monday of the next week, after finding a heated, hooded blanket on the passenger seat of her car, that she realized her anonymous gift giver couldn't be Allison. Breaking into her car without shattering windows or setting off alarms took a certain skill set. She put the keys in the ignition anyway and drove home, her suspicions confirmed when she heard reports of vigilante sightings in the area. It made sense. Daredevil had saved her before. He'd reached out to Ben Urich before her. Now he was reaching out again, this time to spoil her in the weeks leading up to Christmas. That was sweet. Flattering, even. The following Sunday, she woke up to find that a popcorn maker had taken up residence on her kitchen counter. A simple note read, "Movie night this Friday?" And Karen smiled and shook her head. She was being an idiot. Of course. Matt and Foggy would certainly agree, but she always had been a bit impulsive and reckless when it came to dangerous men. Whether Daredevil was one of those remained to be seen. She was curious about him, and she believed in him. She was also curious to find out what kind of movie Daredevil had planned. The Devil's Advocate? Hellraiser? Or perhaps a Lucifer binge? She grinned, amused by the idea, and turned the note over. Scribbling, "Sounds great, see you then," on the back and taping it to her living room window where Daredevil was sure to see it. Karen was jittery and nervous all week. She had a date with the devil. It sounded like a bad joke. Maybe it was. Maybe this whole thing was a terrible idea, or some elaborate game on the part of some twisted individual who had broken into her office, home, and car over the past 2 weeks. The note was gone, though. The note with her reply to the offer of movie night on it. She lived on the 5th floor anyway. If someone was scaling her apartment building just to mess with her, they were committed. The week passed slowly, and on Friday morning, Karen came into work to find a soft knit scarf and a 1,000-piece photo jigsaw puzzle on her desk. It was cute, but she did not have the time for that. Not today. Not even if it told her Daredevil's secret identity. She had other priorities, starting with the news alert that flashed across the computer screen. Punisher returns. 5 wounded gang members arrested. Karen smiled to herself. Frank was back, and taking kneecaps instead of headshots. That was different. If she had to guess, she'd say that the men in question gave themselves up rather than face the wrath of the Punisher. Given the option, most people would do the same. Frank was an unstoppable force, and Daredevil was an immovable object. Things were about to heat up in Hell's Kitchen. It was a well-known fact that the police had arrested Frank Castle before, but Daredevil had been involved. Karen was almost sure of it. No uniformed officer would have been able to bring Frank in, even badly wounded. Not then, and certainly not now. She remembered once she got home, her eyes drawn automatically to the popcorn maker, which had been empty when she left for work, but was now full of golden, buttery popcorn. A shadow moved in the living room, and Karen fumbled for the light switch, fully expecting to find Daredevil helping herself to her DVD collection. It wasn't him. The man who turned on the spot and flushed her the smallest of smiles was no devil, nor was he a ghost. Frank! She breathed, more relieved than disappointed to discover the identity of his secret gift-giver. I couldn't decide, said Frank, holding up two DVDs. Date night? Or Crazy Stupid Love? Karen smiled and said playfully, I was thinking about time, or maybe begin again. Yeah, Frank croaked, his smile fading. I might be ready to do that. Begin again. I want to try, if you'll have me. Karen sighed and then smiled. She looked at him for a long moment. It wasn't a hard choice to make, but she was achingly aware of how raw Frank seemed and in a different way than he had before. He was open and vulnerable now, his emotions and his longing laid bare for her to see. It was something few people trusted her with, their hearts. Matt, for all that he was charming and protective, had never let her in, not like this. Let's see how the movie goes first, Karen suggested, smiling at Frank. He nodded. Do you want to set it up while I grab the popcorn? Sure, Frank, Karen replied, sighing contentedly when he brushed against her on his way to the kitchen. She shook her head and slotted the DVD into the player, retreating to the couch, remote in hand. Frank joined her before long, and Karen curled up on the couch with a new blanket and a new Frank, who was simultaneously more vulnerable and less fragile than the one she remembered. He took her hand and laced their fingers together as the movie started to play. I missed you, Karen, was all he said. Karen just snuggled closer and smiled. She'd missed him too.